This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm recording this close to Veterans Day. I've got a very important message, well, a heartfelt message for veterans and law enforcement across the country. You know, we live in a society where we have so many fake heroes that are propped up by the mainstream media, which is, of course, fake news. And much of our culture has become a fake culture that worships surface properties or, you know, the Kardashians, or just worships people for being famous and makes them into so-called heroes. They're not heroes in my book. The real heroes are the men and women in uniform on the front lines, our veterans, men and women in blue, law enforcement officers who are doing their best to help keep our society peaceful and civil, even though society is breaking down all around us. And even veterans, in terms of the global society, which is a dangerous place, unpredictable, you've got North Korea, you've got the Middle East situation, you've got strategic possible long-term enemies like Russia and China and so on. And it is our soldiers who are the people that have to carry out the very difficult tasks of defending our nation, protecting our national interests even. And that is a crazy difficult task. And it takes real courage to do what they do. And I want to honor them today by saying to all of you men and women in uniform, you are my heroes, and you inspire me to continue to have the courage and fight for truth and transparency in the realms of science and medicine, nutrition, food, and so on. You know, we're all fighting wars on different fronts. Your war is the physical kinetic war for America's defense, and my war, the war that I fight, is a fight for scientific truth, transparency, clean food, and so on. And so you inspire me to keep doing what I do. You know, you give me courage. And by the way, when I say you, I'm talking about all of you in uniform, and I know many of you, and I train, as I mentioned before, I train with Navy SEALs and Special Forces people, and I've trained in the past with law enforcement. And I've also provided training to many in law enforcement and many soldiers who were heading out to the Middle East in edge weapons tactics and so on. So I'm both a student and a teacher of many of you. And I just want to say I really honor your service and your courage. And it is in this society today, what the mainstream media does and what the Democrats do is shameful in not honoring our veterans and active duty soldiers, and in always attacking our law enforcement, always attacking police and demonizing police for doing their jobs. And it is absolutely shameful that the political left in America today does not recognize the importance of the men and women who fought for our freedoms, predominantly men in the past, who fought for our freedoms, who fought on the front lines of World War II, for example, and defeated incredible evil, defeated the Third Reich with the help of the Russians at that time, of course, with the help of the other allies at that time, the French resistance, UK soldiers, and so on. We defeated a tremendous evil. And if we had not defeated that evil, we would all be living under the Third Reich possibly today, or the Japanese Empire for all we know. So we defeated evil, and that provides the freedoms under which Americans live today, freedoms that Americans enjoy, but yet so many on the left take for granted. They don't realize, you know, especially these young leftist college millennials, they have such an easy, pampered life. There's nothing difficult in their lives, and yet they create such difficulty, and they become cry bullies and snowflakes, and they get offended by every little thing and triggered by everything. because they've become weak. And they're weak because they live in a culture, in a society that has been so easy for them because it was made easy by mostly the men who fought for the freedoms and liberties that America provides them. And so isn't it interesting, even ironic and maybe a little bit pathetic, that the very people today who are anti-military and who are anti-liberty, these young leftist millennial crybaby snowflakes, the only reason their lives are so easy is because men and women in uniform fought for the freedoms that they enjoy. It's incredible to me. That's why I always think that we should, anybody who hates America, anybody who protests against America, like all these Antifa protesters, we should just take them and have a 30-day tour of Cuba or Venezuela. Let them eat out of dumpsters in a mass starvation socialism scenario for, you know, 2 weeks and see how much they learn to appreciate America. Or send them to a gulag in North Korea for a week or 3 days. Let them experience what the rest of the world is like when you don't defend freedom. If you don't love America, you don't understand history. You don't really understand what's happening in our world, because the rest of the world, much of the rest of the world, is existing under extreme tyranny. You look at North Korea, you look at the former Soviet Union, you look at Venezuela right now, you look at modern day China, the incredible big government crackdown on free speech and even the freedom to think in China, because it's a communist regime. You look at what's actually happening in our world and all of the examples of what works and what doesn't work. America is a shining example of liberty and freedom. And I know it's got its problems. I'm not trying to whitewash the many, many problems, but most of those problems come from people who are anti-America. So most of what's wrong with America is because of people who believe in communism, or people who believe in socialism, or leftists who hate the founding fathers, or people who hate the military. They are the ones causing most of the problems in America today. If America were only inhabited by people who really appreciated America, it would be a love fest of liberty and freedom and economic prosperity and all these other things. So just keep all that in mind. You want real heroes, real examples to look up to? Look to our men and women in uniform, whether they're on the streets of LA trying to arrest drug dealers or fighting in the sandbox in the Middle East, taking enemy mortar fire, or even taking so much enemy mortar fire that they learn to sleep through it. That's even more accurate. It's one of my buddies was telling me that the other day, that he could sleep through mortar fire. I was like, dude, that's a lot of mortar fire to get used to where you can just sleep through it. He's like, yeah, there's a lot of mortar fire there. And plus you're sleep deprived all the time. So you'll find that you can sleep standing up. You can sleep on a transport plane. You can sleep in a helicopter. You can sleep when you're under mortar fire. That's a hard life, man. So I just want to honor all those people who have dedicated years of their lives and sometimes given their lives for this America that they believe in and that we believe in. It's something worth defending. America is worth fighting for. Whether we fight to protect our interests overseas or whether we have to fight domestically to protect this country against traitors domestically one day if there's a civil war, whatever it takes. So many men and women who are willing to fight for America, and I just want to honor you on this Veterans Day recording. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. We're fighting for you. We're pulling for you. And I've got some really cool stuff coming out soon to help support you nutritionally. By the way, a new invention we're going to be donating out to active duty soldiers on the front lines. I'll have some announcements coming up in 2018 about that. We're having a little trouble sourcing one of the ingredients right now, so it's slightly delayed, but it's on the way. It's on the way. So thank you for your service. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here, the editor of naturalnews.com, as well as the founder of Ranger Gear, which you can see at rangergear.com. Take care, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.